103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. And word on the street is we got a legend in the studio right about now. I know all about it. I got to introduce him for myself, Big Al Wallace. What's going on, sir?
You know how long it's been since I've heard that on the radio?
Julie told me when I told her that you was going to come into the studio, Julie said, when you introduce him, you make sure you say, Big Al Wallace.
Oh, man, that brings back memories. Memories.
You got a history with KPRS. For those listeners who don't know about this, tell them about your history here with the station.
I started TV in Kansas City in 1985. I started radio here at the Hot 103 in the fall of 1990. That was Derek Thomas's second season in the National Football League. I want to say it was Neil Smith's third season in the NFL. And Derek and the radio station got together and he wanted to do a radio show. And sure enough, they needed somebody who knew something about sports and communications. And okay. I raised my hand. and so they had me in. And over the years, it went from Derek's show, Third and Long, to Neil's show, which was still Third and Long, I believe. Mm-hmm. And over the years, it evolved Dana Hughes, Donnell Bennett, Eddie Kinnison, and Derek Johnson.
Derek Johnson, yes.
So
yes,
through the years, it evolved. And I think the last time I did the show here was like 2007, 2008?
I was going to say 2008 because that's when I first moved up to Kansas City, and I believe that was the last year I've heard of with the Chiefs Hour that was going down when you were hosting it. That's how I got to meet you first.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago. That's been some really
amazing
history. Yeah.
Do you have a big memory, like your favorite memory from doing
that? You know, is when the show, the best memory is not one specific instance, but it was when Derek was on the show and with Neil, and of course he could have any teammate on the show that he wanted, but Derek had such a connection with the community. And I know that's what the Carter family loved. That's what the Carter family liked and wanted. Kansas City had such, through the black community, Derek connected, and so did Neil. And through the years, that just kind of waned. But man, we'd do the show from a different nightclub or a different restaurant or a different hotel lobby, and people would come out of the woodworks to just support the team, support the players, support the show, and support the radio station. Mm. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, man. Big Al Wallace in the studio right now with us. You're talking about, you covered some of the greatest teams that's probably been through Kansas City as far as Chiefs is concerned, and the Raiders. I mean, not Raiders, but... Definitely not the Raiders, but
Raiders
the Royals.
Had some good teams, but the Chiefs beat their butt.
Yes, but I meant the Royals. That's what I meant to say. Definitely not the Raiders. Don't get those two confused. You have a favorite team that you covered?
It's probably those early years, you know. And I guess the first game, you bring up an interesting point because this team is hot right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
11-2. Chiefs have clinched the playoff spot. They've got this quarterback and Patrick Mahomes. But back in the day, they didn't have that. Oh yeah. By the way, they did. They had Joe Montana for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that first year with Joe Montana, it was the 1993 regular season, and they won that playoff game in January of 94. That was the highlight. In fact, up until 2 years ago, that was the only time the Chiefs had won a first time they won a playoff game in 25 years. It had just gone without. And that team with Derek and Neil and Dan Saliamua and so many other greats, Joe Montana, Marcus Allen, J.J. Burden, and I'm leaving off names, Tracy Simeon was at middle linebacker. Mm. It was just a fun team. And they, you know, we didn't have Twitter. We didn't have cell phones. The players themselves couldn't reach out. The radio station was the connection between the team and the community, and the team, and the fan base. And so was the TV station. But on radio, we had time.
Yeah.
We had an hour. It was the Chiefs hour. It was it was something else. It was great.
What do you think they're going to do this year? How far are they going to go, this Chiefs team this year?
I'm skeptical, and I put it this way. I've seen this movie, but I've never seen this movie with this star quarterback.
Yeah, that's real.
That's the key, is where can this quarterback take them in the month of January at Arrowhead, where it's going to be cold or raining or snowing or doing something, and can that offense be productive in those elements? That's as far as the Chiefs. You know, hopefully they get home field advantage and they get lucky on two Sundays.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And they make it to that Super Bowl. But that's kind of, in my opinion, that's where they are.
They can end up playing in New England or Pittsburgh for their first home game, and that's just a divisional game, man.
Yeah, well, they get the bye, and you always want to play at home. You know, the Chiefs haven't had that kind of luck at home. Their last home playoff win was 91 with Marty and you know, well,
that's Montana.
No, 93, the Montana year, you're right. And it's tough to win playoff games. The Chiefs just haven't had any luck doing that. They've won one in the last 25 years. Let's see if they can do it again.
Big Al Wallace in the studio. Okay, before I let you go, we got to get this announcement out, Al. What is going on right now in your life? You want to tell the listeners out here in Kansas City?
This was a voluntary separation on my part. I was offered, after 40 years in television, after 33 years in Kansas City, I was offered an exit, and I took it. I've seen plenty of practices. I've seen plenty of games. And after a while, I'm not saying they all look the same, but they're not that different. I got to the point, I'm at the point where I don't enjoy going to games that much anymore. 40 years, five decades. Think about it. I'm saying, when I started television 40 years ago, Jimmy Carter was in the White House. Wow. And that's a lot of presidents ago.
Yeah.
And it's just time. I've been thinking about it for a while, and it came out of nowhere, and I took it.
What will you miss the most?
It's hard to say right now. It's hard to say. I'm going to miss a lot of people at Fox 4, but it's hard to say right now. I guess I'm going to have to. I'll tell you in 6 months what I miss the most.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. My favorite time of year is March. Mm. It's March Madness. I grew up in Texas with football.
Okay.
And when I first came here and I saw college basketball treated, this is a college basketball town with the Big 12 and used to be the old Big 8. I used to work for the Big 8. I did a studio show for Big 8 basketball.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, and in the early 90s. And I just love college basketball. I love the month of March. I like the Chiefs, Royals, and the high school scene is unbelievable. I love the connection with the schools, the teams, and the coaches. But the month of March just gets my juices going. I don't mind working every single day in the month of March. And right now, if you say the one thing I'm going to miss the most, it's the month of March. I love college basketball.
I always said when I get a weekend, I'm going to take a whole weekend off and just go sit down at the Sprint Center and watch a whole Big 12 tournament. I got to do that one day in my life.
It's nothing like, it's just 4 days, man, but it's something else. And it's 4 weeks. It's the best, in my opinion, the best sports tournament on the planet.
It is. Well, you're welcome to talk sports anytime you want to come over here, Big Al. Anytime you want to hop on the Playmaker Show, I got you. We can talk anything you want to, anytime you want to.
No problem. None at all.
I appreciate your time. Big Al Wallace in the studio. Thank you so much for coming through, man, and nothing but the best of luck, whatever you're about to do next.
Much appreciated. Thank you.